Anyway, not for me. It's not about me. It's about you guys. Back to the phone lines. Fiona, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is interesting because this is a story that we've visited over the past, 8 or 9 months now. I remember talking to people, back at the October, November, who were dealing with Rathwood at the time. Some of them were buying firewood. Others were buying garden furniture and stuff like that. What was it you were looking for? Or was it your mother-in-law?
Oh, my mother-in-law, yeah. Yeah, my mother-in-law had, it was in need of a new Christmas tree. So she purchased one at the end of November from Westwood. And we heard no more from them. And about a month later, she was checking in to see, you know, when it was going, about 2-3 weeks later.
Countdown to Christmas realized, was on, obviously.
Yeah. Countdown to Christmas, yeah, yeah. So she realized that she'd put the one digit wrong on her address. So she emailed them and she let them know. And next month, she got an email back. On the 24th of December. So Christmas Eve, she got an email, big long email, and basically saying, we won't be able to deliver the Christmas tree. Would you like a refund? So we emailed back saying, yes, give a refund, absolutely. And that was kind of all we really heard for a while. And then herself and her sisters tried ringing them a couple of times, but they ended up being on hold for 20, 40 minutes, couldn't get through to them. They gave up. So anytime I'd call over for a visit or anything, I'd give a ring and just check in with and see what was happening, check her emails, check her bank, and nothing, was hearing nothing. So we sent off a couple of, you know, the little contact form you fill out looking for updates, got nothing back. So there in March, I started ringing them. And I got through fairly easy, and you get the usual rigmarole, oh, apologies. Yeah, no, it's been sent off to the accounts department. I can see the last person you dealt with did this. I'll send it off again. I'll flag it. I'll make it urgent. All the usual. So the last two phone calls I made to them now were half hour long, and they were lengthy in verb. And in, you know, they just fab you off. Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. Yes, I know how much you must feel. Oh, you know, I completely understand, and I want to apologize on behalf. And I was like, no. Because it's not you. This is not you that's done this. I don't want your apology. I want this sorted.
Well, they are they are a representative of the company. So in some way, they share the responsibility. But it's so much of your time taken up by this.
Oh, so much. And not even me. It was me, my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law, her sister, her other sister. They were all doing this before I got involved. And in the end, I told them the last conversation, I said, we need an email from you. She goes, oh, I'll have one by the end of the day. If not by the end of the week, I will send it directly to her. I'll give her an update. No matter what, I will send her. Never got one. And I told them, I said, if we don't get something, I said, I will be going to the radio and I will be going further.
Yeah, good so luck with that making a difference. We've been on to them on numerous occasions in the past by phone and email. Same experience.
Shame it told me. It's appalling. So afterwards we started looking at reviews, and it seems to be everyone was having the same problems. We think maybe they're piggybacking off a bigger name, that there's a bigger company with a similar name who do, you know, the proper Christmas trees, the couple of hundred euros worth ones and all of that. I don't know if it's the same company or not, but
I don't know of any similar name companies, to be honest. They're a huge company and they do massive business. They really do, and they a lot of the time they will underprice a lot of other people in business, but that's perfectly okay. So they're very, very popular, and I don't want to take from that, you know, but it's the customer service aspect of what they do sometimes that lets them down. Like, it's interesting because I remember a caller on the air, you can buy loads and loads of firewood from them, right? So if you can imagine somebody putting in an order in May for like 300 or 400 euro worth of firewood, by October, no delivery. Everything, she was calling and emailing loads and loads of time. You'll be 12 in the queue, 15 in the queue, just left hanging on. One stage she was holding for over an hour, and she just lost the will to live. You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think we are now into the month of April, and she's still, this is from May of last year, to my understanding, still has received no firewood. Do you know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they could do better with regards to delivery dates.
Absolutely. And even just updates, there was never an update. It was only when my mother-in-law reached out to them to let them know, oh, the address number was wrong, I just want to update it, that they finally said, oh yeah, no, actually, we're just not going to be delivering it. You know, and then we got another email from them. I worked, she's not great with technology, so last night we worked through and she forwarded me on emails that she had received, and the wording in them is so condescending and so just belittling. It's awful. Like, you know, I've worked in hospitality, I've worked in business. Like, the way you deal with customers is not how they spoke to her on the email. It was just awful. But so, look, I digress. We decided to ring the Gardaí yesterday, couldn't get through. I decided to ring yourselves yesterday.
Okay, well, I don't know, the Gardaí won't get involved in some of that civil matter, but the small claims court are incredible for this, you know, for smaller amounts of money. I think it's something, it may have changed, but the last time I remember it was for claims under €1,700. It might be higher than that. It's very straightforward. There's no messing. I wouldn't be surprised if you could do it online now. Just Google the small claims court, follow it through. It'll take you no time at all. And literally, a subpoena goes out for a court appearance, etc., small claims court. And usually then companies sit up and they give refunds because they don't want to go through the messing. It'll cost you nothing and you'll get your money back. But Seamus, on your case, Seamus did manage to speak to a representative of Rathwood. The company, the company had a difficult year of trading last year. Stock didn't arrive. They didn't get the firewood into their warehouse. Orders from October and November are now being delivered bit by bit. We're into April now. We asked about the Christmas tree. We were told that they're out of stock normally. So all they can do now at this stage, the Christmas trees, there wouldn't be a stock, is to offer you a refund. So Seamus asked, is it realistic to be expecting somebody to wait this long for a refund? She said all she could do was to ask finance to refund. Seamus said that clearly this has happened in the past and no money was refunded. And are there any bigger issues that people should know about as to why are they waiting this long for a refund? She said the refund is provided by finance in a secure matter and it would be done. That would have been yesterday afternoon.
My most recent conversation with them was the 30th of March, which was only a month or two.
So the problem is that they had a difficult year of trading. A lot of stock wasn't arriving. Firewood, I don't know if it was the same for, you know, people who were trying to get garden furniture and stuff like that. But I think their volume is so huge. And that's a good thing for a company, you know, big turnover, a lot of stock, sell it. But unfortunately, sometimes the chain breaks down somewhere along the line, you know.
Not good enough. And look, every company has issues. Every company has supplier issues. But like, you know, we all deal with different companies online and in person every day. And if there's issues like that, they get onto you. It happened to us recently. We ordered a Hoover. They got onto us immediately to say, look, we're sorry. It's actually not in stock. We thought we still had them. And, you know, and you contact your customers. But that's the lack that's here. That's not happening.
But why didn't you go to Homestore more? Why didn't you go to Hanley's? Why didn't you go to, you know, all of the different places where you can buy perfectly good, just as cheap Christmas trees? That's what I'm always wondering.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I didn't actually ever ask my mother-in-law why they went with this company. I know that when she does a lot of her shopping online, she doesn't drive. She wouldn't be the most mobile. And she would do these kind of things with her sister while they were sitting at home together. They'd have a look together. They'd chat together, you know.
I know.
She lives alone. Absolutely. And she said she'll never again order something like that online. But for her, getting a Christmas tree from A to B isn't feasible. You know, unless one of us.
No, I understand that. And I suppose I'm talking in general. I'm out and about a lot visiting different shops. Like, you know, for instance, like if you go into Harvey Norman's now, right? Or if you go into, where was I yesterday? Inside Woody's. They're all primed up for the Christmas. Barbecues, parasols, dining room sets, lounge sets, stuff for the patio, all sorts of things. And I have to say, without wanting to sound like a free ad, their prices aren't bad at all. Do you know?
No. And some of the places around us are absolutely fab for all of that. You know, you can get stuff all year round in some places, which is great. So I totally, you know, I agree with you. I think why not go and see it in person and buy it? Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's not practical for everybody, as you say.
No. And look, the online, it's sometimes more convenient for people, like regardless of their situation. I think some people just prefer to do it online. Maybe they don't want to be in person with people. I'm not really,
I online shop, I do, but I'd only ever buy something online that I just can't get. You know,
those kind of quirky
things, the fiddly Dan things that mightn't be available in shops. But listen, that's what they said to us yesterday. So I want you to come back to me on Tuesday. Let me know if it happens. All right.
I will do. And thank you for taking the time.
And what did they do, Fiona, for a Christmas tree?
They didn't have one. They didn't have one. Their granddaughter came back from Holland. There was no Christmas tree. Her sisters came over and they had just had a loss in the family. So we were just trying to make Christmas as special as we could. So she just didn't have one. It was hard. Really, really hard. Yeah, she found it really, really upsetting. That's so we just made sure to visit a bit more and get out a bit more. But right.
All right, come back to me on Tuesday.
That is what it is. I will do. Thank you so much for your time.
Have a lovely Easter. Text 0868104106.